This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. We couldn't think of a better way to start a conversation about The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare's story of love and greed, than with Al Pacino.
And what's his reason? I am a Jew! That's not a Jew eyes. That's not a Jew hand. Organ. Dimensions. Senses. Affections. Passions. Fed with the same food. Hurt with the same weapons. Subject to the same diseases. Cured by the same means. Warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as the Christian is. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that.
That's Pacino playing Shylock, the moneylender, in Shakespeare's comedy, which is playing now at Shakespeare in the Park. Theater critics Adam Feldman and Elizabeth Vincentelli have two different takes on this production of the controversial play, and they're with me now. Hi, gang.
Hey.
Hello.
The conversation about Merchant, Adam, is always the same. Is Shylock an anti-Semitic caricature or a reflection of a money-obsessed society? Where do you stand?
Well, the conventional answer now is that both of those things are true. And certainly modern productions have done their very best to try to rescue the play from itself, or to try to rescue the play from how it surely was played hundreds of years ago when it was written. Shylock, of course, the moneylender, is not just a moneylender, he's a Jew. And he is addressed as Jew by the other characters in the play. And his goal in the play, by the end, is to literally take the flesh of a Christian in the community. He wants a pound of flesh in return for his money. He is the classic model of the greedy, bloodthirsty Jew in Western literature. And post-Holocaust, we're very uncomfortable with that. And so what directors try to do is change the play around from the comedy that it used to be into something like the tragedy of Shylock. And luckily, there's a lot in the play to help justify that. It's a complex character. But ultimately, it's very hard to get away from the basics of the play, which is that Shylock is a caricature of a greedy, bloodthirsty Jew.
So should we even be staging this anymore, Elizabeth?
Well, actually, I disagree with what Adam just said. I think Shylock is a very... It's not a caricature. I think it's a nuanced and it's a real character with a lot of depth and pathos. And it's, I think Shakespeare makes it very clear why he behaves the way he does. There's a whole set of political and social circumstances, but also a set of personal ones due to the relationship with the titular Merchant of Venice. And so when Shylock does what he does, I think he follows a very specific and very well-defined psychological arc. And that's why he's not a caricature. If he was a caricature, he would have no depth and he would just be a series of cliches.
But can you stage this play even with nuance? Can you do it post-Holocaust?
Absolutely, because otherwise we would only have plays with just boring, happy characters that are all nice and good. And that's one of the... I think that's why I'm not crazy about this particular production, because what's interesting about the play is that it juxtaposes some really funny bits and some romantic comedy with this really tragic storyline. And what's interesting to me is the way you can try to, what a good director should do is try to balance those two. And what we got was a play that was trying to kind of make us feel good about something that's not feel good.
Yeah. You were writing in your review that director Daniel Sullivan has taken on, has taken the show on a kinder, gentler course. This is what you mean.
Yes, which, you know, it makes for a very pleasant production. I mean, I was never bored. It's a very entertaining show, but I think it kind of missed out on some of the nastier edges of the play, and I don't think it's something we should shy away from.
I strongly disagree with Elizabeth about this production. I think, you know, what Elizabeth is getting at is, to some extent, true. What Daniel Sullivan, the director, does in this production, which most people don't, is try to get some of that romantic comedy into the first three acts. But after that, it is by no means a frothy, happy affair. He's added a mute scene of Shylock's forced baptism that's really closer to a waterboarding scene. It's brutal. And the entire fifth act, which in the play is a return to happy comedy, in this version is nuanced and troubled. All of the Christian characters having won their court case against Shylock are now riven by internal doubt, and their romantic relationships, we are meant to believe, have been torn asunder, perhaps forever. I think it's a very dark, very interesting production of this play. But ultimately, the question is, can we do this play at all? What energies does it incite in an audience? And I'd like to think that we've grown up beyond anti-Semitism. But, you know, David Cody, my colleague at the magazine, wrote a review in which he talked about the anti-Semitism of the play. We got a comment on the website. The comment says, "This is not the time to discuss the reasons why Jews were reviled for 2,000 years, but he's blaming the messenger, Shakespeare, instead of addressing this subject. One cannot help be reminded of today's Madoffs, AIGs, Goldman Sachs et al., as well as the global explosion of anti-Semitism caused by Israel's government committing atrocities." These are the energies that this play unleashes. And it's not that it isn't a brilliant play. It is a brilliant play. It's not that it isn't a complex play with complex characters. It is. But it is still, at its core, a deeply unsympathetic depiction of a Jew as a Jew. And that is problematic.
Shakespeare in the Park hasn't done a production of Merchant since 1962. Elizabeth, any insight into why they're doing this now? Is this a parable for a post-bubble recession economy?
Well, I think it has something has to do with the zeitgeist of what Adam was talking about earlier, that the new approach to the play, which has been going on for like a couple of decades now, the new reading of it is that Shylock is a victim of circumstances, and it's a tragic character. And if you do it like that instead of like a funny, you know,
a
cartoonish character,
mm-hmm.
well, then you can, you know, give him a kind of a dignity. I'm not saying that the whole production is frothy. I mean, clearly they're trying to do both sides of the play, but I felt that there was too much emphasis on the lighter side of it. And for comparison, I would mention a production of that play last year. There was an all-male production that took place in a prison by the all-male company Propeller. It was at BAM last year. And that production was vicious. And Shylock was not nice. They really went straight for the jugular. And that was a very provocative way to do it because he was really depicted as a villain. And the thing is that we can't control how people are going to react to a show. People are going to take whatever they want out of a show. Does this mean that we can't do the Taming of the Shrew because, right. you know, what happens to the main character?
But it does speak to what a director, it does speak to how a director has to shape his or her vision. Do they go full on and go for the darkness? Do they try to temper it, tame it, frame it in a different way?
I think the best thing to come out of this is that we're talking about a director. And I think the director is often really undervalued in America because he's just like the guy who gets people on stage and gets them moving and, you know, say their line. Here, at least, I will give you that. There's a clear directorial vision in the play. It's not one I agree with, but it's there. And we're discussing it because it shows that you can take the same text and get completely different things out of it. It's very exciting.
Well, that's the nice thing about Shakespeare is that the texts are so familiar that directors really have a lot more power in shaping the productions. We're looking at the director's work much more than we would be with plays that we didn't already know. But the evolution of this play has been fascinating. In the 16th century, when it was first performed, from all accounts, it seems like it was performed as a frothy comedy with Shylock playing sort of almost a commedia dell'arte derivation of the greedy, miserly father with this important blood twist. By the early 19th century, people were starting to play Shylock as a tragic character. By the 20th century, it had reversed entirely so that Shylock was the hero and the Christians in the play were the greedy and hypocritical ones. What was interesting about the production that Elizabeth was talking about before, the Propeller production last year, is that everyone was the villain. Hmm. And in this production, I think he's gone the opposite direction. Everyone is as sympathetic as can be.
I've been speaking with Adam Feldman of Time Out New York and Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post about the production of The Merchant of Venice running now at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.